Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Gimel. We're holding on the bottom of daf Nun Beis and Beis at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of the page. The Mishnah is going to continue discussing the various rules of the Karbanos. So this Mishnah is going to talk about the Chataos, Hatzibur Vayachid, and we're going to have a Machlokas Tanayim, whether the Damim Helyonim, the dam that's supposed to be put on the top half of the Mizbeach, has to be Mamish on the Karnos HaMizbeach, the four Karnos HaMizbeach that are placed at the very top of the Mizbeach, or just the upper half of the Mizbeach. And then we're going to have a further Machlokas. If you hold just the upper half of the Mizbeach, does the dam have to be put Mamish on the Chudo Shalkeren, on the corner itself, where it comes to a right angle, or just in that vicinity, within an Amma of the corner? Then we're going to have a machlokas on the bottom of the page whether the shirayim of the chatos apnimios and the chatos achitzonios are poured into the yisod dromi or the yisod ma'aravi, the southern or the western yisod of the mizbeach, or maybe there's a difference between one karban and the other, that one is the yisod dromi, the other in the yisod ma'aravi, and we're going to explain the basis for each opinion. And the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to give us the details of the karban ola, the halachos of a karban ola, and then we're going to have a machlokas samurayim, which also turns out to be a machlokas tanayim, exactly how you do a matan beis shehin arba, how do you do two matnos dam, which turns out to be four matnos dam, which turns out to be on four sides of the mizbeach, what exactly they would do in order to accomplish that feat. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that the yisod of the mizbeach didn't go all the way around the mizbeach. Why it is that the keren mizrachis dromis didn't have any yisod at all, as we've learned about before, that those matnos dam that have to be done kinegere yisod can't be done on the keren mizrachis dromis because there was no yisod on that spot. So why it is that that a dafka had to work out that way? It would seem that it would that it would fit so much more nicely if the yisod went around the entire, so much more symmetrical if it went around the entire mizbeach. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Nun Beis on Beis. So it says the Mishnah: Chatos Hatzibur VaYachid. The Chatos Hatzibur and the Chatos HaYachid Elulim Chatos Hatzibur. First, let's list what they are. These are the Chatos HaTzibur, Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, V'Shalmawados, the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh, and the Seirei HaMusafim that they would bring on Yom Tovim, that are brought as a Karban Chatos. So all of those things, Shchitas and Batzafon, have to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara, V'Kibul Damon B'Klishareis Batzafon, and you have to catch the dam in a Klishareis, also in the northern part of the Azara, like Kodshe Kodshim, and not like Kodshim Kalim, where you're allowed to shecht and be mekabel the dam throughout the entire Azara. Now this is limited dafka to the northern part of the Azara. V'domon to'un arba matanos al arba kronos. And you have to place the dam with four different matanos of dam on the four different kronos hamizbeach. Ketzad, how do you do these four different matanos adam on the four different kronos hamizbeach? All of a kevesh, the Kohen would go up the ramp, ufanalo liyamino, and then he would make a right turn on the small ramp that went off of the large ramp, and it went lesoviv. It went right up to the soviv. The soviv was not the kevesh. The large ramp went all the way up to the top of the mizbeach, but there was a small ramp that came off on the right side of the large ramp that took you to the soviv, which was not all the way on the top of the mizbeach. So he would take the exit off of the large ramp in onto the small ramp to go to the sovev, and then uvalo lekeren dromis mizrachis, and that's how he would end up dafka on the keren dromis mizrachis, on the southeast corner of the mizbeach, and that's where he would do the first matana of dam on the mizbeach, and then he would continue his way around the mizbeach. Then he would go mizrachis tzvonis. He would continue to walk to the northeastern corner of the mizbeach, and then tzvonis ma'aravis, then the northwestern corner, and then ma'aravis dromis, and then the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. So that's how he would continue around placing the dam on each corner. Shiyarei adam, whatever was left in the Mizrach after he did these arba matanos, hayishafech leisod dramis, he would pour into the southern yisod of the Mizbeach. So these karbanos chatos have to be eaten inside the klaim. Now, what are the klaim? Klaim was by the Mishkan. By the Mishkan, we had klaim. So what we're saying is it had to be eaten in the chatzar hamishkan. It is interesting, in the Beis Hamikdash, the parallel would be that it has to be eaten in the azara, and that's clearly what we mean to say when it's eaten lefnim na klaim. Says Rashi, lefisha b'mishkan la yu klaim hekif lechatzar al moed o b'mo. That in the Bate Migdash, this would be the Azara. So why does the Tanya use the term Lefnim and Aklaim, which was only Nogea to the Mishkan and was not Nogea? Why not say Bekala Azara, which is Nogea to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Tiferes Yisrael explains, because the Tanya wants to include anything that was within the realm of the Klaim, even if it's not the Azara Mamish, like the Lishchos that were off of the Azara, or the Heichel, which is when you can't eat in the Azara. The Lashon Azara excludes the Lishchos and the Heichel. So that's one possibility. Tiferes Yisrael says another possibility is that since this Perek is a Perek that has no Machlokes, we assume the reason we say this Perek every day in the morning is because this Perek is exactly the way it was given to us, the Moshe Misinai, that there is no Machlokes in it whatsoever. Oh, exactly the way it was given to us, the Moshe Misinai. Well, the Moshe Misinai, they had a Mishkan, they didn't have a Mikdash. So we speak in Mishkan-related terminology rather than Mikdash-related terminology. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael suggests. We've pointed out that that's not exactly so pashut, because it's true we don't have a machlokes in the Mishnayos in these prakim, but not everything that's said in the Mishnayos in these prakim is accepted by all Tanayim. We do have brises and toseftas that do seem to argue in some of the halachos in this parak. So to just say that it's exactly as we got the Moshe Misinai, not 100% clear that that would be agreed upon by everybody. Zichrikun, and who gets to eat these karbanos? Only male kohanim. Bechol ma'achol, but they could roast it, they could cook it, they could however they want to prepare it. Liyom v'layla ad chatzos, for one day, one night, only until chatzos of that night, meaning they can't even eat it throughout the entire night. So if they were to bring the carbon on Tuesday afternoon, so they could eat it the rest of Tuesday day, and only Tuesday night until chatzos. Now the ikra din is that the chatzos should really be able to be eaten all night long. But the chacham made a siag and a geder, a gzeira, that you can only eat it at chatzos, in order to be marchik adam in avera, that we shouldn't come to eat it after the zman. That appears in the very first daf of Shas, Brachos Daf Beis, just that we have certain halachos that even though really it should have been kol ha'layla, we're only allowed to do until chatzos. Chatos pnimios and these chatos achitonios are only nechal al yidei kohanim, and we have a rule that kohanim is rizinim. So the Shabbos of Kuf Yudalid, the kohanim is rizinim. Kohanim are generally very careful, and therefore we don't have to worry that they might make a mistake and they might come to violate the halacha and not be. No, kohanim are very careful. So lechori, you don't need this extra geder, this extra siag, if it's a din that's only for kohanim. So apparently, since there are other karbanos that are eaten by Yisraelim, the Todah, El Nazir, that are eaten by Yisraelim, that also have the same din, that really it should be eaten throughout the night. But we have to make a geder and a siag that they can only be eaten until chatzos. So it's a low plug. When it comes to those karbanos that are only eaten by kohanim, we also say you're only limited to have to eat a dafka by chatzos. The Akhtaras Heimurim, they never made such a gezerah, because the kohanim zrizim, and we're not going to worry that they're going to be maktir. That's always done by kohanim, the Akhtaras Heimurim, so we don't have to worry that it's going to be done after the zman. So we allow that kol ha'layla. That's what seems from Rashi in Brachos and Daf Beis, where Rashi says vehekter chalavim de katani achalo amrubo chacham ad chatzos klal. That when it comes to the hekter chalavim, that it, we don't have a din of ad chatzos. That's only that could be done taka all night long, and that's why in the second paragraph of Maseches Megillah, the Mishnah tells us kol ha'layla kosher l'ktiras ha'omer. Ula hektar chalav mevarim. That in the second paragraph of Megillah, when we say the mitzvos that are done belayla can be done kalalayla, we dafka say hektar chalav mevarim can be done all night, because Kohanim is reason name. And since that's completely in the domain of Kohanim, we can trust that that's going to be done within the time, even if we don't make any extra gedru siyag. What's interesting is that that seems to be against the shitas of Rambam. The Rambam in the fourth paragraph of Maaser Kabanos, Halacha Beis, talks about how midaraisa the maktir neimurim balayla ad sheyalam reshachar, and they vary olos maktir masam balayla ad sheyalam reshachar. And then he says, ukedei laharchik min apshia amru chacham shein maktir neimurim vevari olah elad chatzos alayla. That he understands that hechter chalim vevarim, they also made a geder, they also made a siag, that it can only be done until chatzos. Just like by the achilas karbanos, they made a geder and a siag. They made a geder and a siag when it comes to the hektar chalavim, the evarim as well. So that seems to be machlokas Rashi and Rambam. But certainly with the achila, it's very clear. Liyom v'layla ad chatzos, only until chatzos halayla. Now the Mishnah had mentioned as well that when the Kohen would go up the mizbeach, he would dafka go to the Keren Dromus Mizrachis first, and then he would go around the Mizbeach. So the idea is that his first turn would be a right turn. That was the idea of that he would go, that when he had to hit all four corners, but he would dafka go in this order, Rashi says, because the Kevesh was Bidarum. So when he would go up the Kevesh and he was facing the Mizbeach, his right side was toward Mizrach, was toward east. And therefore, he would start with the southeastern side, because that was the first way that's the first direction he would hit. Because kol pino shatapona leyol derech yamin, that whenever you have to turn in one direction, you always go toward the right. So he would go toward his right to the Mizrach, and he would. That's why he would hit that corner first, and then he would just continue around the Mizbeach derech yamin. Because when he's facing the Mizbeach from the Darom to the Mizrach, from the Mizrach to the Tzafon, from the Tzafon to the Marav, is always Derech Yamin when he's facing the Mizbeach. Meaning it may seem to us that it's Derech Smol, but if you look at it, at where he's positioned on the Mizbeach, it's always toward his right side, because his face is always toward the Mizbeach as he's going around the Mizbeach. That's how Rashi understands. Now Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sim Tov Reish Ayin Vav in Hilchos Chanukah discusses how to light Neros Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch says that on the first night of Chanukah you light the candle that is furthest to the right. On the second night you add a second candle right next to the candle that's furthest to the right, and when you say the bracha, the first thing you should light is the one that is closer to the left, in order that you should be pone liyamin. What you see is that apparently, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you start on the left, because kol pino shatapona leyol derech yamin doesn't mean you start on the right. It means that you should always have yourself going in a rightward direction. You should always have yourself moving in a rightward direction. The Levush disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Va'omra ani she'ein perush kol pino shatapona kavo shom heim." It's not what you mean. El perusha nearly shu kederech haksiva shonukosun shu mitzad yamin litzad smol. That kol pino means start on the right. They always start on the, just like when we write in Hebrew, you start on the right and you go toward the left. So it's a question, what does this mean? That whenever, meaning, and you can understand our Mishnah either way also, meaning, is it that that every turn is to the right, or it's not, the first turn is to the right. But then when you think from the perspective of looking at the ramp, you know, all the other turns are end up being to the left. Or like Rashi said, no, every turn is actually to the right, because as he's adjusting his body around the Mizbeach, it's always going to be to his right. So that may be a fundamental machlokas in what it means kol pino shatapona lo yuel derech yamin. Does it mean to start at the right, or to see to it that you subsequently go to the right after the first turn? Okay, says the Gemara now. Heichi Ovid, how did the Kohen put the dam on the Mizbeach? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. So machlokas amarayim. Chad amar nosin ama ilach va'ama ilach. One says that he didn't put it mamish on the pointy corner where it comes to an angle on the Mizbeach, but he would put within an amma of the corner on either side of the Mizbeach, and whichever side he wanted to. As long as it was near the corner, that was good enough. So the corner that was near the Keren, let's say, the Mizrachis that to start with, or so he could have done on the southern side, or he could have done on the eastern side of the Chule, and he would keep going around that way. So the Zevach Toda just points out from Rashi that that if he would only put it on one side, putting it on one side of the Keren was good enough. Whatever side he would choose the first time would determine what he was going to have to do every other spot of the Mizbeach. If he put on one Ruach, when he puts it on the second Keren, he has to make sure to put it on a different side of the Mizbeach, that you shouldn't have two Nesinos on the same side of the Mizbeach. So even though, yes, you get your choice within an amma of the corner, this way or that way, but once you choose, let's say, this way, you have to make sure that in the next corner, you choose the other side, because you have to end up on all four sides of the Mizbeach. So that's one opinion. And the other one says, no, he takes his finger and he puts it in a downward direction, on the corner itself, on the Zavis HaMizbeach itself. It has to dafka be done in a downward direction, because the Gemara is going to tells us in Masechus Yuma that if he were to put it in an upward direction, the blood would come down his sleeve. So dafka has to be done in a downward direction, but the point over here is that on the Chudo Shel Keren, mamish, where it comes to a right angle, that's where he has to place the blood. Says the Gemara, this Machloka Samarayim is Alibud Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Damar Hiatme Nasa Sel Begufa Shel Keren is not Alibud Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Damar Hiatme Nasa Sel Begufa Shel Keren Dukal Yamal Opligi. According to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that the Damim Elyonim, the dam that's placed on the upper half of the Mizbeach, it's not just on the upper half of the Mizbeach, it has to be placed on one of the four carnals of the Mizbeach on the very top, so then everyone would agree you don't have to actually put it on the edge of the corner, because the entire block on the corner of the Mizbeach is called a Keren. So when the halacha is, you have to put it on the Keren of the Mizbeach, anywhere on that one amma by one amma by one amma block that you have on the four edges of the Mizbeach is going to be fine. And that there would be no machlokas about. Everyone would agree that would be fine. Ki pligi alibi de Rebbe. The machlokas is according to Rebbe, who holds that the dumbbell yonim only has to be put l'mala michut hasikra, above the halfway line of the Mizbeach, but not mamish on the kronos on the top. So when we say that you put it on the keren, so then Mar Savar, the first shita holds that you don't have to dafka put it on the edge where the Mizbeach comes to a right angle, but Amma Eilach V'Amma Eilach K'neged Keren Hu, that within one Amma of the edge is good enough, and that's called the Keren. Umar Savar, in the second sheet, holds, no, K'neged Chuda in Tfei Lo, that you have to specifically put it where the Mizbeach comes to a right angle, where the Mizbeach comes to a sharp edge. Only there is going to be considered the Keren. So essentially what we have is a Machlokas Tanaim, and then a Machlokas Amarayim. Machlokas Tanaim is Damim Elyonim. Does it have to be put on the block that's on the top of the Mizbeach, what we call the Karnos HaMizbeach, or can it be put anywhere on the top half of the Mizbeach? If you hold it could be put anywhere on the top half of the Mizbeach, then we have a Machlokas Amarayim, where on the top half of the Mizbeach? Does it have to be mamish on the edge where it comes to a right angle, or just within an amma of that edge? Says the Gemara Meisvei. So we issue the following challenge based on the Tosefta. Chatas Hasibur Vayachid Ketzad Matan Damin. How do they do the Matan Dam of the Karbonos that we're talking about in our Mishnah? So Hayaola Lekevesh Upana Lesovev Ula Vala Lekeren Dramis Mizrachis. So far exactly as we described in the Mishnah, you go up the ramp, you take that right turn off the ramp to the smaller ramp, you go to the southeastern corner, Mitovel Be'etzba'o Hayimanis, and he sticks his right pointer into his right index finger into the dam. Yumenes shebiyamin, because that is the rightmost finger on his right hand. Not exactly, but it's the one that's next to the agodel. It's the one that's next to the thumb, and the one that is has the most functionality. So that's why it's called the yumenes shebiyamin. Sometimes yamin means that which is most functional, right? We talk about lefty having his strong hand is called his yamin. Yamin shalosh hu small shel kol adam. What do you mean his yamin? It's his left hand. How do you call it yamin shalo? Because yamin means his most functional hand. So over here also the most functional finger min adam shebimizrek. So he takes from the dam that's in the kli that he was mekabel the dam with, v'chomer bigudolo milamala ube'etzbo ketana milamata, and then he takes the dam that's on his index finger and he squeezes it together with his thumb and with his pinky, and he holds the three fingers together like that. Now all three fingers are dirty with dam. No, I shouldn't say dirty. That's not respectful to kachim. But are now have the dam kadosh on these three fingers. Umechate v'yored, and then he puts the dam in a downward motion. Kineged chuda shel keren, on the edge of the keren. Ad shemechale kol adam sheva etzba, until his fingers are totally clean of any dam. V'chein kol keren v'keren, and he would do the same thing on every keren. So according to, as we said before, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that you're putting mamish on the Kronos HaMizbeach on the very top, that certainly this wouldn't be true, right? You wouldn't have to put Keneged Chuda Shel Keren. So what do we see? That we must be following the Shita of Rebbe, that you only have to place it on the top half of the Mizbeach, and yet you see explicitly Keneged Chuda Shel Keren, that you have to put it mamish on the edge, that it's not good enough within an Amma of the edge. So isn't this a raya that's the correct shita, that it has to be mamish on the edge? It says no, hachi kamar. What the Brisa means says as follows: mitzvah bechuda. Everyone would agree lechatchila the best thing to do is to put it on the chuda shel keren. But yavad ama elach vameilach leslan ba b'di'eved. If you put it within an ama, that's also good enough. And that was really the machlokas amarayim. Not what you're supposed to do lechatchila. Of course, lechatchila you should put it on the chuda shel keren. Machlokas is b'di'eved. If it's done within an ama of the chuda shel keren, is that good enough? One of the achron in the Kachay David says, you know, it doesn't sound that way from when we originally quoted this machlokas. How did the Gemara start off? The Gemara said, Heichi Ovid, what do you do? That sounds like what ought you do lechadchila. What are you supposed to do lechadchila? And to that we said, we have machlokas. One opinion on the chuda mamish, the other opinion within an amma on either side of the keren. Sounds like even lechadchila you're allowed to do like that. So says the Kachay David, what you have to say is that the Gemara initially assumed that the machlokas was about lechadchila, but once we quote this Tosefta, you can't say that the machlokas was about what to do lechadchila. So we're actually changing our mind, and we're saying, no, of course, lechatchila, it's got to be on the chuda shel keren. It has to be where it comes to a right angle. Machlokas is b'di'eved. If you do it within an amma of that right angle, is that good enough? So that is a machlokas. But all of this is based on the premise that we're following the shita of Rebbe, that the dam elyonim only has to be on the top half of the mizbeach. Where do we find such a machlokas where the dam elyonim has to be on the kronos mamish, or just on the top half of the mizbeach? My Rebbe, my Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, what is this machlokas we're referring to between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? D'tanya, we have a braisa that says as follows: the dam elyonim means the dam of a chatos behemor, an olas ha'of, that has to go on the top part of the mizbeach. Nitan michuta sikra l'mayla. Dam matachtonim, nitan michuta sikra l'matan divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says dam elyonim means top half, and dam matachtonim means bottom half. Rav Elazar Shimon Omer, Bamedvar Mamur Ba'olas Ha'ov, that's only by the Olas Ha'ov, where you put on the Kira Mizbeach, Aval Bechatos Behema, but by the Chatos Behema, which has to go on top of the Mizbeach, He Atzmei Nasel Al Gufa Shel Keren, top half is not good enough. It has to be mamish on the Keren on the very, very top of the Mizbeach, that's the only place it can go. So there's our machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon about what it means to put Damim El Yodim. Amar Rebbe Yavo, my time at the Rebbe, why does Rebbe hold that the Dam Achatos could be put anywhere on the top half of the Mizbeach and not only on the Kronos Mamish? Tachsiv, because the Pasuk in the Navi Yecheskel tells us when it describes the Mizbeach itself, it says Vaharel Arba Amos Umeha Ariel Ulamaila, and it talks about Kronos Arba. So the height of the Mizbeach it describes as being four Amos, and then four Kronos emerge from the four Amma high Mizbeach. Now that's a little bit strange because Arba Amos Hudahavya. What, you think the height of the Mizbeach is only four Amos? You know, the Navi also tells us that the height of the Mizbeach was 10 Amos and it was 28 Amos in width. And then they added later on to make it bigger than 28 by 28. But it started as 10 Amos high. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Mekom Kronos Arba. It doesn't mean that the full height of the Mizbeach was four Amos. It means that the Kronos take up four Amos on the Gag HaMizbeach. That because there are these Kronos that are each one Amma by one Amma, and there are four of them, so they take up four Amos of the space of the Gag HaMizbeach. Says more, Mekom Kronos Arbahavya? What? Do the Kronos really take up four Amos? Not true. They only take up two Amos in each direction because there are four corners. So if you were to measure in any direction, end to end of the Mizbeach, from inside the Kronos have only swallowed up two Amos of any single direction. So they don't really take up four Amos. We're not talking in terms of square Amos. This is a square Amos, yeah, they take up four square Amos. But as far as the length or width of the Mizbeach, of the top of the Mizbeach, they only take up two Amos. Ella Ema, so what you have to say is Rishus Kronos Arba. That it doesn't mean to say that the Kronos take up four Amos of the Gag HaMizbeach. It means the Shem Keren is Chal on the entire top four Amos that's underneath the Keren. Meaning underneath the Keren, the four Amos below that are all called Keren. So by certain karbanos, like the Chatas Behema, that have to be put on the Keren, on the top half, on the Keren, doesn't mean Mamish on the Keren, it means the entire four Amos beneath that as well, which is all called the Keren, which means Lamala Michata Sikra, just the top half of the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is 10 Amos tall, including the Keren, so you have the Keren plus the four Amos beneath it, that's the top half of the Mizbeach. So, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in the third part of Maseches Midos, Chut Shel Sikra Chogro Be'emtza. There was a red line that belted the Mizbeach, that surrounded the Mizbeach right on the mid-level, right on the height, the halfway up the height of the Mizbeach. L'havdil Ben Dam Elyonim L'Dam HaTachtonim. And that would distinguish, that was a way to separate the Dam that's placed on the top half versus the Dam that's placed on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Minahani Mili, how do I know that there was this line that separated? Amar Rav Acha Bar Rav Ketina, Shenemar V'Hoisa Reshes Ad Chatzia Mizbeach. Because the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a resha, sort of like a netting that went around the Mizbeach that he made, the Mizbeach for the Mishkan, and that went Ad Chatzi HaMizbeach. So it sounds that the Torah was makbid that there should be something that marks the Chatzi HaMizbeach. So in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a resha, so it was this type of copper netting that he made around the Mizbeach that only covered half. So you see, there had to be some sort of mechitza, some marking line that showed you the difference between the top half and the bottom half. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Mishkan, but in the Beis HaMikdash, where you didn't have the reshes, you had to have a chut hasikra to divide between the top half and the bottom half. L'chora, it would therefore seem that the chut hasikra only existed in the Beis HaMikdash, that it was unnecessary in the Mishkan, because in the Mishkan they had the reshes to distinguish between the top half and the bottom half. And that's how many Rishonim say. Others disagree. And they assume that the Chut HaSikra existed even in the Mishkan. But that's, at least functionality-wise, it would make more sense that it was unnecessary in the times of the Mishkan. Good. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Shari Adam, that we would pour the Shirayim out into the Yisod Dromis. Tanur Rabbanan, so we have a brisa that says as follows, El Yisod HaMizbeach, Zay Yisod Dromi. That's in the southern Yisod of the Mizbeach. Atomer Zay Yisod Rami, Oein Amel Yisod Maravi. Maybe it means Yisod Maravi, V'yumot Sasum, Minam Afurash. And we should, you know, the Torah over here does not tell us which Yisod to pour the Shiari Adam of the Chatos Chitzonah, so maybe we should learn it but that from what it says by the Chatos Apnimios, because it says by the Chatos Apnimios, El Yisod Mizbach Ola Asher Pesach, Ol Moed, which is the Yisod Maravi, because Pesach Ol Moed, the Yisod Maravi is the one that was connected the Pesach Ol Moed. So Amarta, so we say no, that we don't learn it that way. Yilmad Yiridaso Mina Kevesh Miyitziyaso Mina Hechel. We learn his going down the ramp and placing the dam on the mizbeach from his leaving the Hechel in the following way. Not that it's in exactly the same spot, but rather, just like when he leaves the Hechel, where does he pour the dam? In the first part of the Yisod that he encounters, which is the Yisod Ma'aravi, because that's what he first encounters when he leaves the Hechel. So to when he comes down the ramp, the closest part of the Mizbeach, where to pour the Shirayim is the Yisod the Dromi, not the Yisod Maravi. So you're right, we learn from what he would do when he would leave the Hechel. But not that just like when he would leave the Hechel it was the Yisod Maravi, here also is Yisod Maravi, but no, just like when he would leave the Hechel it was the place closest to him, so to over here it's the place close to him. Leaving the Hechel it's Yisod Maravi, over here it's the Yisod Mizrahi, but whichever is closest to him. Tanya, but then we have a Braisa that disagrees with our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Zeh v'zeh Yisod Maravi, that both the Shiari Dam of the Chatos HaPnimios, which he was bringing out of the Hechel, and the Shiari Dam of the Chatos HaChitzonios, which he was walking down the Mizbeach with, are always put in the Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Zeh v'zeh Yisod Dromi, that even the Chatos HaPnimios had to be put in the Yisod Dromi. So Bishlam, Man Yamar Yisod Maravi, I understand very well if you're going to tell me that they both hold Yisod Maravi. I get where you're learning that. It doesn't say by the Chatos HaChitzonios exactly which Yisod. By the Chatos HaPnimios, it does. It says Pesach HaHechel. So that's the Yisod Ma'aravi. So I understand. You're going to say, okay, so just like by the Chatos HaPnimios is the Yisod Ma'aravi, by the Chatos HaChitzonios, it's also on the Yisod Ma'aravi. El Madiam is so dromi, but according to Rishon Meichai, that everything is put in the Yisod Dromi, my time, how do you get that? L'chor, that's against the Pasuk. Pasuk tells me Pesach HaHechel by the Chatos HaPnimios. Pesach HaHechel should be the first thing he encounters when he leaves the Hechel. That's the Yisod Maravi, not the Yisod Dromi. Sam Ravasi Kasav Raitana Kule Mizbeach B'tzafon Kai. This Tana holds that the entire Mizbeach, it's all about the position of the Mizbeach, that the entire Mizbeach is on the northern side of the Azara, north of the Pesach HaHechel. So when you go out of the Pesach, you're only facing the Amma of the Yisod. So the Yisod Dromi is the closest thing that he's going to encounter when he leaves the Hechel, not the Yisod Maravi. The Yisod Maravi is off to the side a little bit, so it's not what he's going to see when he leaves the Hechel. And that's why, even on the Chatos HaPnimios, the Yisod Dromi is closest, and that's what it means, Pesach HaHechel. Lishna Achrina, another Lashon that explains this, Kule Pesach B'Dorim Kai. The entire Pesach of the Hechel is on the southern side of the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is on the northern side of the Azara, so the Yisod Dromi is the closest thing to the Pesach, and that's why he pours the Dam of the Chatos HaPnimios into the Yisod Dromi, and not into the Yisod Maravi. So essentially we have a three-way Machlokas, where the Dam was poured, with the Chatos HaPnimios and Chatos HaChitzonios. Rabbi Shmuel says, both the Chatos HaPnimios and Dam Chatos HaChitzonios, all in the Yisod Maravi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all in the Yisod Dromi. And then we had our Mishnah, which seemed to distinguish that Chatos HaPnimios are in the Yisod Maravi, and Chatos HaChitonios are in the Yisod Dromi. So how do we pass? In Tanit Ber Rabbi Shmuel, Ber Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi. In the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned that the way Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught it is that everything, the Dam of the Chatos HaPnimios and the Dam of the Chatos HaChitonios, is all poured into the Yisod Maravi of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, not as originally reported in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Yisod Dromi. Meaning, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ultimately agreed to Rabbi Shmuel, that it all goes into the Yisod Ma'aravi, the Simanayich, and the way to remember that in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, that they had Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai agree with them, agree with Rabbi Ishmael, is Mashhu Gavri Legavda, that the Rabbim ultimately convinced the Yachid, Gavri, the Rabbim ultimately convinced Gavra, the Yachid, to join their side. Who are the Rabbim? The Talmidim of Rabbi Ishmael are the Rabbim, and they convinced Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai to join their side of the argument that all the Chatos, you pour the Shiari Adam into the Yisod Maravi, not into the Yisod Drami. Okay, new Mishnah now. The Mishnah is going to discuss the Karban Ola. Ola, Katshe Katshim. The Ola is Katshe Katshim, and therefore Rashi points out a whole bunch of halachos because it's Katshe Katshim. It becomes possibly Yotze. It's if a Tvil Yom or Mechusa Kippurim touches it, it becomes possible. It's subject to Me'ili even before the Zrikas Dam. All of these things are a function of it being Katshe Katshim. Tosus points out that not all of these things are a function of it being Katshe Katshim. Tosus points out by Yotze and Me'ila, yeah, there's a Chumra by Katshe Katshim more so than Katshim Kalim. Katshim Kalim do not become possible by Yotze as opposed to Katshe Katshim, which do. Me'ila, Katshe Katshim are subject to Me'ila even before the Zrikas Dam. Kachim Kalim are only subject to Mila La'achar Zrikas Dam. But the idea of Tvul Yom, Mechusar Kippurim, Rashi shouldn't have mentioned that, because that's true by Kachim Kalim as well. That's not only a din by Kachim Kachim. So Nechemdas Daniel, he's Miyashiv Rashi, that he doesn't mean to say that Tvul Yom, Mechusar Kippurim, touching it, is only going to be a din that passes Kachim Kachim and not Kachim Kalim. He means to say that that by Kachim Kachim, it's a bigger chumrah. That din is a stricter din, because it's Minat Torah. It's true, Mechus Kippurim Tvul Yom will pass the Kachim Kalim as well, but only Mid Rabbanan. So that's why Rashi Dafka points out that din over here by Kachim Kachim. Anyway, so you have the Karban Ola. What do? Shechitas Batzafen has to be shechted in the northern part of the Azara. Kibul Dav B'Klisharis Batzafen. You have to Kabbal Zadam in the Klisharis in the northern part of the Azara. V'dama Ta'un Shtei Matanos Shehein Arba. So this is going to be the subject of Machlokas in the Gemara. What do you do with the Dam? Two Matanos that are Arba on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Utuna hefshet, you need to skin it. Vinituach, you need to cut it up into its pieces, into different pieces. Vekali la'asham, and all of it except for the skin gets burnt on the eish ha'maarach, gets burnt on the top of the mizbeach. So all of my time atani lei kadshe kadshim. Why is it that that only by the Karban Ola, of all the Karbanos, it says ha'ola kadshe kadshim? You know what? The chatos is kadshe kadshim, the asham is kadshe kadshim, but it doesn't say that explicitly in the Mishnah. It's just true. So why doesn't it say it by Ola? So why does it say it by Ola? Mishum t'lok sivba kadshe kadshim hi. It's because the Torah doesn't. The Torah never identifies it by saying kachem kachem hi, so the Mishnah has to go out of its way to say, by the way, this is also kachem kachem. But the Karbanos that the Pasuk already says kachem kachem, it's unnecessary for the Mishnah to re-emphasize the point. V'damatan shtei matanos. So then we said, okay, the dam of the Ola requires shtei matanos shein arba. Hey chiyavid, how do you accomplish that? Amar Rav Nosein, Amarav Nosein v'chozer v'Nosein. What you do is you go to two separate corners of the Mizbeach, and on each of the two corners that you go to, you do a double Nesina. Nesina on this side, Nesina on that side. Then you go to the opposite corner, Nesina on this side, Nesina on that side. So you're really doing four acts of Nesina. It's just only on two corners that you're doing it from. Ushmol Amar Matanachas Kamin Gama Nosein. He says, no, on each of the two corners where you're sprinkling the dam, you throw some dam at the corner, and naturally the dam will spread to the two sides that you're throwing it at. So that way you'll end up with the dam hitting all four sides of the Mizbeach. Kitanai. This is in fact the Machlokas Tanaim. Yachli Zrukan Zrika Achas. You might think you only need one Zrika of the dam. Tamalom or Saviv. That's why the Pasuk says Saviv. Well, he Saviv, Yachli Akifanu Kachut. From Saviv, I would think you take the dam and you draw a line entirely around the Mizbeach with the dam. Tamalom or Vizarku. That's why it says Vizarku. Haketzad Kamin Gama, Shtei Matan Shein Arba. So it must be that it's Kamin Gama, Shtei Matan Shein Arba. You throw it at the corner and it hits the two sides. You throw it at the opposite corner, hits the two sides. But Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nemar Kan Saviv, Nemar La'alan, it says by Elchata Semiluim also, Saviv, Mala'alan, Pisuk ve'arba matanos, just like by the Chatas HaMiluim, there are four separate actions of Matnas Dam. So it's not just two actions of Matnas Dam that turn out to hit four sides, but four separate actions of Matnas Dam. Sa'afkan pisuk v'arba matanos. So we hear also there is four separate actions of Matnas Dam. Well, imal alan arba matanos al bakranos. Yeah, but by the chatas amiluim there are four matanos of dam on the four corners of the mizbeach. Sa'afkan arba matanos al bakranos. Are you going to need to hit all four corners over here as well? So amarta ola tuni yisod the keren mizrach stromus lo hayla yisod. No, that can't be, because the ola requires a yisod, and the keren mizrach stromus doesn't have a yisod. So there's no way you're going to all four corners of the mizbeach. You're only going to two corners of the mizbeach. So what we see over here is that according to Rav, that you're nosin b'chozer v'nosin, Rav follows the Tana, Rabbi Yishmael, and Shmuel follows the Tana Kama. Shmuel, who says it's Kamin Gamma, that's like the Tana Kama, that you just throw it at two of the corners, and then it naturally hits all four sides. So what was a Machlokas Amoraim at first is in fact a Machlokas Tanaim. My time, what's the reason that the southeastern corner didn't have a yesod? Because where the yesod would be in that corner was not in the nachla of Shevet Binyamin. The place where the mizbeach, if it were symmetrical, the place where the mizbeach would be would go in Amma into Shevet Yehuda's chelek, and because it has to be that it ends up entirely in the chelek of Shevet Binyamin, we didn't have a yesod on the part that would have been in the chelek of Shevet Yehuda. The Gemara in Yuma says that this brisa must be assuming Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim. There's another sheet that says Yerushalayim is lo nischalka l'shvatim, so there is no Binyamin Yehuda anything. Then you have to explain according to that sheet why is there no yesod on a certain part of the Mizbeach. But we're working within the sheet that it is nischalka l'shvatim, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up on that point tomorrow.